はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website, JapanesePod101.com, for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう、東京。
さくらです。
はつみです。
Peter here, and we're back with another edition of Survival Phrases. As always, we're brought to you by Air Clanin, the translation and interpretation specialist. Okay, now, this is the second part of a two-part series. Last week, we introduced the different types of accommodations in Japan. Very informative. I even learned a few things. I've been here that long and still learning. Now, before we get into today's lesson, thank you, everybody. All the posts, the comments, the emails, the reviews, the votes...
ありがとうございます。
本当にありがとうございます。はつみ。
ありがとう。
Yes. Again, for any questions, any comments, and to get the PDF plus the kanji close-up, even for the survival phrase lessons for some of the advanced people out there, please stop by JapanesePod101.com. Okay, so without further ado, let's get into today's lesson. Sakura, what do we have?
Okay, today, my friend is here.
Ooh.
Yes, my friend from high school, actually.
Wow. Yes. Last year?
29, だからね。
Oh, yes.
So, well, anyway. Yes, and she's my
best... Looks are deceiving.
Yes, my best friend. And so, rather than, you know, me speaking all the time, she's going to do the conversation.
Okay.
With Hatsumi.
こんにちは、リオです。はじめまして。よろしくお願いします。Hello, my name is Rio.And I'm from Tokyo, and I'm a very good friend of Sakura.
And for everybody out there who's planning to come to Japan, please pay attention to that introduction. It just may come in very handy for you while you're in Japan. Can you give us it one more time? ゆっくりお願いします。
こんにちは、リオです。はじめまして。よろしくお願いします。
Okay, there it is. So, now, in today's conversation, where are you from, Hatsumi?
I'm from Tokushima.
Where are you from today?
I'm from America.
Yes, and what's your name?
I'm Roberts.
Hatsumi Roberts. Oh, do you have a sister?
Yeah, I'm my sister.
Your sister is the famous Julia, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is get into the conversation. Now, before we start, let's give you a little background. This is a conversation between a front desk clerk of a hotel and a customer, Miss Roberts.Sister, younger sister, right? will be playing the role of customer. Playing the role of front desk clerk will be Sakura's friend. See what you can pick up, and at the end, we're going to break it all down. Okay? Action!
グランドホテルへようこそいらっしゃいませ。
チェックインお願いします。
はい。お名前をお願いします。
ロバーツです。
お名前の綴りをお願いします。
はい。R-O-B-E-R-T-S
ありがとうございます。ロバーツ様、2名様3泊でよろしいでしょうか?
はい。
キーでございます。
ありがとう。
Okay, very nice. もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
グランドホテルへようこそいらっしゃいませ。
Welcome to the Grand Hotel. It's nice to have you.
チェックインお願いします。
I would like to check in.Check in, please.
はい。お名前をお願いします。
Yes. Your name, please?
ロバーツです。
I am Roberts. Roberts. Hatsumi Roberts.
お名前の綴りをお願いします。
Could you please spell your name?
はい。R-O-B-E-R-T-S.
R-O-B-E-R-T-S.
ありがとうございます。ロバーツ様。
Thank you, Miss Roberts.
2名様、3泊でよろしいでしょうか?
Two people for three nights. Is this all right?
はい。
Yes.
キーでございます。
This is the key.
ありがとう。
Thank you. Thanks. So, this is a very nice conversation because when you're checking into hotels, this is very close to how it's going to go, right, Sakura?
Yes.
Now, In this conversation, we made the assumption that the reservation was booked online. We imagine that many people probably have some type of game plan before they come to Japan and have the hotels booked.
Mm.
So we are relegating this conversation to checking in.
Right.
To a previously booked room.
Mm.
What do you think, Skoda?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Now, in the future, we'll do a dialogue about walk-in room requests and begging for homestays. This will come in handy when you knock on Sakura's door. Please, onegai shimasu.
Too small. No extra room.
Sakura, don't lie. You live on the big hill.
No what? Way.
Now, you live in the center of Tokyo in that big, what is it called, a palace? Where does the emperor live?
Kokyo.
Yeah, the Kokyo. Yeah, Sakura comes out to do the shows.
Huh?
Just give a knock and ask for Sakura when you go to the...
Kokyo.
Okay. Okay, so let's give you the first sentence one more time up close. Okay, Sakura, what's the first sentence?
Grand Hotel へようこそいらっしゃいませ。
Okay, ゆっくりお願いします。
Grand Hotel へようこそいらっしゃいませ。
Okay, inside of that sentence, there's two words that you should recognize. What are those two words, Sakura?
Hotel.
And this is?
Hotel.
Yes. Now, in this case, the name of the hotel was?
Grand Hotel.
And this is?
Grand Hotel.
Yes, Grand Hotel.
Name of the hotel.
Knowing Miss Roberts, she likes to stay at the finest hotels. So, yes, and the Grand Hotel doesn't sound cheap.
Mm. No.
Yes. So, yes, in this case, it's probably a very fine hotel. Then there's one more word you should recognize, which is?
いらっしゃいませ。
Yes. And what is this, Sakura?
It's welcome.
Welcome. Now let's get into the new material in there. What's new in there, Sakura?
ようこそ。
Yes. And this is?
This is welcome as well.
Yes. This is welcome. Now, Sakura, ようこそ。Break it down.
ようこそ。
And one time fast.
ようこそ。
Now, the A gets used when we're talking about yokoso. This is a particle that's used with it. Nihon e yokoso.
Mm.
When we use this construction with yokoso, it's something something e yokoso.
Right.
Nihon e yokoso. Mm. Grand Hotel e yokoso.
Yes.
And then irashaimase.
Mm.
Okay. Then we had the customer. And now, what is the word for customer?
Okyakusama.
Yes. Break it down.
Okyakusama.
And one time fast.
Okyakusama.
Yes. Now, remember, we had the word for sama, which is just san all dressed up in a tuxedo.
Yes.
This is the most polite way to refer to somebody. And being a paying guest, you get...
お客様.
Yes. You get not only the sama, the most polite suffix, you also get the polite prefix, which is...
お.
Yes. So, 客 is customer.
Yes.
Then we had the customer say...
チェックインお願いします.
Okay, see if you can get this word. We're going to say it one more time. Think English. Think English. Here we go.
Check in, お願いします.
Maybe if you say it faster, Sakura, they can get it.
Check in, お願いします.
Check in.
Yes.
Check in, お願いします. Mm. Check in, please. Okay, break this down for us.
Check in.
And one time fast.
Check in.
Okay, there it is. Check in, お願いします.
Mm.
If you say it in quick English, it might get through too. Check in, お願いします.
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so the employee will come, and what's next?
お名前をお願いします。
Okay, now this is?
Your name, please.
Yes, remember in a previous survival phrases, when asking for someone's name, you add the polite prefix, お, お名前.
Right.
Here it is again, asking for your name please, which is?
お名前をお願いします。
Okay, then we answer?
ロバーツです。
Yes. Just add the des to your name.
Yes.
Making it polite.
Mm.
Very, very useful. Very, very polite. Rather than just saying galante.
Mm.
All you have to do is add two syllables. Just add two syllables and you come across as so polite.
Mm. That's right.
Right, Sakura?
Yes.
So in this case, instead of saying Roberts, we said Roberts des.
That's right.
And again, if you try and speak the language, it will be reciprocated. It's very much appreciated.
Mm.
So give it a try.
Mm.
Okay. Next we had.
お名前の綴りをお願いします。
Okay, again, nothing to this phrase. Just a little something extra in there. Mm. It's the same phrase as the previous one, which was?
お名前をお願いします。
Same phrase, just what's new in there?
綴り。
Okay, break it down.
綴り。
And one time fast.
綴り。
Okay, お名前の綴り。And what's this?
Spelling.
Yeah, spell your name.
Yes.
So while you come in and you might say, Roberts, it might be a little difficult to spell, so just spell it out so they can check your reservation.
Mm.
Piece of cake.
Mm.
Okay, then we have?
Then spelling out R-O-B-E-R-T-S.
Okay, next we have?
2名様3泊でよろしいでしょうか?
Okay, now, もう一度お願いします。
2名様3泊でよろしいでしょうか?
Okay, some new things in there, but again, nothing to be scared of.
Mm.
Now, the first part.
2名様.
Yes. Now, remember from the restaurant? We had this.
Yes.
What was the question when you go into the restaurant?
何名様ですか?
Yes. 何名?
Mm.
何名様?
何名様ですか?
Yes. How many people? Now, here, you made the reservation. So, when you made the reservation, you put the number of people. So, in this one, we had two. So, they're just confirming two people, right?
Mm, right.
2名様.
Right.
Again, the 名様 is the amount of people. In front is your number that you put in.
Mm.
Okay, next we had?
三泊.
Yes, 三泊. Now, this is the nights, the amount
right.
of nights.
Yes.
三 is the number. We count. Can you just count to five for us, Sakura?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So this is the number of nights, and you chose three. Now, the counter for nights is?
泊.
Yes, one more time.
泊.
Okay, so just the number plus the nights. Now, you got to be careful. Counting this, sometimes it changes. We got some irregulars in there.
Mm.
So, Sakura, can you count to five nights for us?
Okay. 1泊、2泊、3泊、4泊、5泊.
Okay, so 2泊、4泊、5泊are the same. 1泊 and 3泊, they change a bit.
Yes.
Just two irregulars.
Yes.
No problem. Again, just checking, confirming the amount of days. So mm. before you go to check into the hotel, just check, see how many days it is, get the appropriate Japanese, and then you'll hear it.
Mm.
Amount of people and name. Then we have?
よろしいでしょうか?
Okay, now, this is in its simplest form.
いいですか?
いいですか? Is this okay?
Mm.
That's all they're saying. Two people, three nights. Is this okay?
Right.
But again, they gotta dress the Japanese up.
Yes.
So the E becomes?
よろしい.
Again, よろしい is just good. And in this context, okay?
Yes.
And then, ですか gets all dressed up into?
でしょうか.
But again, same thing.
Mm.
Nothing to this.
No.
Okay. Now, what else did we have in the conversation, Sakura?
ロバーツ様.
In normal Japanese, you would say?
さん.
So it would be?
ロバーツさん.
But in this case, we say?
ロバーツ様.
Again, just san dressed up in a tuxedo
right.
to make it more polite. The
mm.
politest there is.
Yes.
Okay. Next we have?
キーでございます.
ゆっくりお願いします.
キーでございます.
Okay, what is this, Sakura? What's key?
Key is key.
Yep. There it is, folks. They use the English word for key.
Mm.
Now, there's another word for key, a Japanese word, but in this case, like many terms, the katakana word is used in this case, right?
Yes.
Okay. Key. You hold it, right?
Yes.
Give it to us one more time. ゆっくり お願いします.
Key.
Okay. And then we had?
でございます.
Okay. And what's the last part?
ございます.
Which is?
This.
Dressed up in a?
Tuxedo.
Yes. That's all it is. All they're saying is, key desu.
Right.
But to make it into very polite Japanese,
mm.
they say?
キーでございます.
Okay. And then finally we had last greeting. And that's it, folks. That's all there is to it.
Mm, simple.
Simple. Now, there's one more point we want to make. Now, in this dialogue, we used お願いします. Right?
Yes.
Now, you might come across this, and actually, I think you will come across this mm-hmm. more often than what we gave you.
Right.
We feel you should know this one.
Mm.
Okay? Instead of します, what's that word?
いたします.
Yes. So the shimasu becomes
いたします.
Again, it's the same thing. Mm. It means shimasu. But again, you can't show up to a five-star hotel in jeans. You gotta wear the tux. So it gets turned into
いたします.
Yes. So we're gonna give you the dialogue one more time, changing it into the more polite Japanese. Okay? Here we go.
グランドホテルへようこそいらっしゃいませ。
チェックインお願いします。
はい。お名前をお願いいたします。
ロバーツです。
お名前の綴りをお願いいたします。
R-O-B-E-R-T-S
ロバーツ様、2名様、3泊でよろしいでしょうか?
はい。
キーでございます。
ありがとう。OK。 Give us the two parts to change one more time.
お名前をお願いいたします。
Yes. Originally it was?
お名前をお願いします。
And it changed to?
お名前をお願いいたします。
Okay. Very, very nice, Sakura. You can also walk into the hotel and say?
英語で大丈夫ですか?
Is English okay? Mm. And in most big cities, I think it will be okay.
Yes.
If the clerk says okay, you can say to be very polite, お願いします。
Yes,
which is very, very, very nice.
Yes, yes.
Very considerate of you. So, for example, let's do a little example.
いらっしゃいませ。
英語で大丈夫ですか?
はい、大丈夫です。
Sakura!
sorry. そうだ。Okay.
I see you've never clerked at a hotel before.
one more time. Okay. Ding, 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 ding.
いらっしゃいませ。
はい、英語で大丈夫ですか?
Yes.
お願いします。I would like to check in. Okay, and so on and so on.
I don't know what to say after that. So.
Maybe you should say, oh, your Japanese is very good.
Ah, yes, yeah.
Okay, one more time. It's a joke. Okay, now, one more phrase that I often use when I was in my early stages of Japanese. Even when I went to places and I spoke everyday Japanese, the Japanese they use in restaurants and hotels is sometimes too advanced for me. So what I would say is, 普通の日本語お願いします。
本当に?
And this usually worked too.
Really?
Yeah, because they would make the Japanese, they would take it from the very, very polite form and then turn it into, well, polite Japanese.
Right, right.
Which is much easier to understand.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you can also say, if your Japanese is okay and you want to test it out, you can say,
普通の日本語でお願いします。
Okay, break it down.
普通の日本語でお願いします。
And one time fast.
普通の日本語でお願いします。
Okay, and there it is, folks. All right, I think we ran a little long today, but again, if this helps out, it was all worth it.
Yes.
Okay, that's going to do it.
また明日ね。
See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.